Hi, everyone. Today we'll be reading John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Spirit has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Now, throughout this whole chapter, John 7, Jesus has been teaching and challenging, rebuking. He's at in Jerusalem at the temple during this festival. And in this teaching, he's said some difficult words, actually. He said in verse 19 that, you know, Moses gave you this law, yet none of you keeps this law. That's pretty accusatory. And then in verse 28, he says, "He who sent me is true, and him you do not know." And so Jesus was like rebuking and challenging, saying, "You don't keep the law. You don't know the Father." And that's discouraging if you think about it, right? If you go to church, say for the first time, and someone there tells you that, "Hey, you don't know anything," that's not very helpful. Or imagine you started a new job somewhere, right? And you start working, and on your first day, your boss, your coworkers are like, "You don't know anything, and you're never going to figure it out." You would just quit that job on the spot, right? And that's, in a sense, what Jesus is saying. Hey, you don't know the Father. You don't know me. You have this law. You don't keep the law. And it's hopeless if that's where it ended. But here in this passage, it's kind of like the altar call, if you will. Jesus says, "You don't know anything. You don't know the Father. You don't keep the law." But then he says, "Come to me. Come to me." This is grace. This is such grace. Jesus doesn't just accuse, but he invites. He invites people in their brokenness to come to him. And that's why he says, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." And yes, Jesus recognized people are thirsty. They don't know anything, but he's recognizing that in this thirst that they're longing for something better, something greater. And he's inviting them, "Come to me then, come to me. You're welcome to come to me and find satisfaction for your souls." And what he says here is, it's a short verse here, but not only will they find their thirst quenched, but he says here that they're going to find abundance. They will have in their hearts rivers of living water. And here it's not just that you're thirsty and you get some water and you feel better for a little bit. It's living water, like Jesus promised the Samaritan woman at the well. And he's saying that there'll be this rivers of living water flowing from your heart. It's abundance. And that living water, that abundance, is the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus, right, if he died on a cross, right? He died so that our sins were forgiven, that we could find healing for our brokenness and sin. But, you know, if Jesus only died and we're just forgiven once, that's actually not enough, because we would keep on sinning, right? We continue to have brokenness. We keep going after the wrong things, maybe. It would be like just drinking a great cup of water, but that's even still temporary. We'd be thirsty again. But what Jesus did was he died and he rose from the dead and he sent his Holy Spirit to us so that the Holy Spirit, he could continually satisfy us over and over and over again in abundance, and we could be satisfied, our thirst is quenched for eternity, so we can keep on finding our joy, our contentment, our satisfaction for our souls through God. The Holy Spirit's not a power. We have to remember that. He's not a force. He's not an add-on. God himself would dwell within our hearts, and we will continue to find satisfaction for our souls. And so as we remember this truth, we should remember this gift that we've been given. And I think often, which is important, right? It's, we focus on the cross. We focus on what Jesus did for us, and that's important. But Jesus didn't only just die on a cross and raise from the dead. He sent us his presence through the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit dwells within us. And we have rivers of living water if we believe in Jesus, if we're trusting in him. And I think so often we forget to keep on tapping into his presence into that river, those rivers of living water that have been given to us. And so this day, let us remember, let us find joy in knowing that we have this living water, that his presence is with us, that we are loved by him, and that we will continue to find our satisfaction in his presence with us even now. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this gift of your presence, of your Holy Spirit. And we pray that today, that our whole lives, that we will remember that we can continue to find our satisfaction in you, Lord. Help us to tap into this presence that is within us right now. Forgive us because we often live day to day unaware or just forgetful that the Spirit of the living God is dwelling within us right now. I pray that we'll live in that hope and that confidence, that power, and that we'll find joy as we trust in you, Lord. Bless us now. Remind us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.